Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to the Calm Within, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a life less chaotic. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace, a lot more self-awareness, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor along the way. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in a world that's constantly telling us to hustle harder, achieve more, and strive for perfection, self-compassion, and acceptance. You know, that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when you truly embrace yourself, flaws and all. We're going to unpack how to cultivate that inner sanctuary of kindness and understanding, because trust me, it's a game changer. First off, let's get real for a second. Ever felt like an absolute fraud, even though you're killing it in some areas of your life? You know, that imposter syndrome creeping in, making you doubt your abilities. That happens to the best of us. But here's the stoic secret. It's not about eliminating those feelings, but about acknowledging them without judgment. Imagine treating yourself like a good friend. Would you berate them for having a bad day or feeling insecure? Probably not. So why do we extend that harsh inner critic treatment to ourselves? It's time to switch gears and start showering ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer to others. Number 2, let's talk about expectations, those sneaky little monsters that can trip us up big time. We set these unrealistic standards for ourselves and beat ourselves up when we inevitably fall short. Newsflash. It's okay to not be perfect. Embrace the imperfections because they're what make you unique and human. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's a messy, beautiful journey with its share of ups and downs. And speaking of journeys, self-compassion isn't about accepting mediocrity or settling for less. It's about embracing the process, celebrating small victories, and acknowledging that growth takes time. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself to others. Their journeys are different from yours. Focus on your own path, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Next up, we need to address those negative self-talk patterns. You know the drill. I'm not good enough, I always mess things up, or why am I so clumsy? It's like having a constant inner critic whispering doubts in your ear. But here's the stoic twist. Recognize those thoughts as just the thoughts, not facts. Don't give them power over your emotions and actions. Challenge those negative narratives with positive affirmations, reminding yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. Finally, remember to practice self-care seriously. It's not selfish, it's essential. Take time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's a hot bath, a good book, a nature walk, or simply taking a few deep breaths, prioritize moments of relaxation and rejuvenation. When you take care of yourself, you create space for self-compassion to flourish. Alright, let me paint a quick picture for you. Imagine you're trying out for a big dance recital, something you've been working towards for months. You trip during your solo, and suddenly the spotlight feels blindingly hot. Your inner critic screams, "Disaster, you're terrible." But here's where self-compassion steps in. Instead of letting that one stumble define you, you acknowledge the misstep, take a deep breath, and keep going. You remind yourself that even the best dancers have off moments, and it doesn't diminish your talent or effort. That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion, the ability to rise above setbacks, treat yourself with kindness, and keep dancing towards your dreams. So remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and respect, starting with yourself. Practice those stoic values daily. Be kind to yourself, embrace imperfections, and never stop striving for growth. You've got this. Want more tips on cultivating self-compassion? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within so you don't miss a single episode of our journey towards inner peace and serenity. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.